I wish we could have stayed longer in Italy,
10-year-old Violet Alden said, as she watched the streets of Rome flash by from the window of the car.
I know, Violet's older brother Henry said. But if there's a bad storm coming, we need to get to the plane right away.
Henry, who was 14, had received a call from the co-pilot of the private jet they had been traveling on. Emilio told them to hurry to the airport, because if they didn't take off soon, they might have to stay in Rome for several days. A late spring ice storm was bearing down on the city.
We'll come back to Rome someday when we can spend more time here. The Retimus Society is counting on us to deliver the rest of the artifacts safely and as quickly as possible.
A secret society had recruited the Alden children to return stolen art and artifacts to their rightful owners. When the head of the society, Mrs. Silverton, had asked the Aldens to help, she hadn't realized a family of thieves, the Argents, would be trying to get the artifacts away from the children before they could get delivered.
Yes,
12-year-old Jessie said.
We'll come back when we don't have to worry about the Argents following us.
She was worried because they still had 4 artifacts left and didn't yet know where to deliver them. With each artifact, they had received clues to help them find its destination. They had already been to New Mexico to deliver a Native American piece of pottery, Egypt to return a valuable figurine of an Egyptian pharaoh, and England to deliver a small gold piece of jewelry from the time Stonehenge was built.
We'll be back,
Benny, the youngest Alden, said.
Because we threw the coins in the fountain.
Mrs. McGregor had told them about the legend that if a person threw a coin in the Trevi Fountain, that person would come back to Rome. Benny, who was 6, had a lot of fun at the fountain.
I wish I knew where we're going now, though,
Benny added, sighing.
I like the plane a lot, but we can't just fly around in circles. And I wish Mrs. McGregor were coming with us.
Their housekeeper, Mrs. McGregor, had been with them in England and Italy. Benny was sad when she said goodbye to them as they got in the car.
Remember, she promised there will be other people to help us at our next stops,
Jessie told him.
Besides, Mrs. McGregor needs to get home. I'm sure Grandfather misses her.
The Aldens lived with their grandfather. After their parents had died, the Aldens ran away, afraid their grandfather would be mean. They lived in an old boxcar in the woods until he found them and they discovered that he wasn't the least bit mean. He even moved the boxcar to the backyard of his house so they could play in it whenever they wanted.
Watch must be missing her too, Violet said. Without us there, Watch will be lonely.
Watch was the Alden's dog. Sometimes he got to go with them on their adventures, but this time it wouldn't have been easy to take him along. Jessie picked up the package they had received at their hotel right before Emilio called. They had opened it there, but hadn't had a chance to work out what the clues meant.
Don't worry, Benny. The answer to our next destination is in here. We just have to figure out what the clues mean. Once we're on the plane, we'll work on it.
The driver took them to the terminal where the private planes were parked. Then an airport official escorted the children out to their plane, where Emilio was waiting at the top of the steps. He waved when he saw them.
All aboard,
he yelled. It began to rain just as they went up the steps. The rain was very cold. The pilot, Mr. Gannert, came out of the cockpit.
The front edge of the storm is already here, but we can't take off until we know where we're going,
Mr. Gannert said.
I need to file a flight plan. You Aldens are supposed to be so clever. Let's hear the plan.
We're working on it,
Jessie said, opening up the package once more. She took out the red silk bag with a gold design on it that held the clues. Mr. Gannert frowned at the sight of the bag. None of the children liked Mr. Gannert. He was a good pilot, but he was not very friendly. He hadn't wanted the Aldens to be in charge of the artifacts, and they knew he didn't trust them to keep the items safe.
Well, hurry up,
Mr. Gannert grumbled as he went back into the cockpit. Jessie opened the bag and took out the clues, which were some wooden stamps, an ink pad, and an envelope with a riddle inside. The envelope had a little drawing of an owl on it. Retimus Society agents used the owl on their messages because owls moved quietly and without anyone noticing, just like the agents tried to do. 6 of the 7 wooden stamps had letters on them. Benny picked up the one without a letter. It pictured a dragon instead.
A country of many dragons? Dragons aren't real. I wish they were. I'd like to go to a country full of dragons,